The week opens with benchmark wars, medical AI, and a resume scorer that can't make up its mind. GLM 5.2, developed by Beijing-based Jipu AI, has outperformed Anthropic's Claude on SemGrep's internal Mythos benchmark suite, a set of evaluations focused on code vulnerability detection, static analysis reasoning, and security-relevant pattern matching. The result arrived with heavy caveats from the Hacker News community. SemGrep is a code analysis company, and its benchmarks are optimized for exactly the kind of structured, rule-based pattern reasoning its tools require. The performance gap says something specific about GLM 5.2's targeted strengths. It does not, on its own, indicate a better general-purpose model. Jipu AI, founded in 2019 and backed by Tencent and Alibaba, appears to be making deliberate bets on specific capability domains rather than competing across generalist evaluations. A 2024 paper on distilling capabilities from closed large language models, surfaced alongside the benchmark story, helps explain how the gap with frontier Western models can close faster than raw training compute would suggest. If security-relevant reasoning can be distilled from frontier models and packaged for on-premise deployment, the implications for enterprise security tooling are significant, with acquisitions and partnerships in that space widely expected over the next 18 months. Elsewhere in AI, the story generating the most raw comment volume on Hacker News, over 580 responses, involved a user walking through their MRI scan results with Anthropic's Claude Opus model. The discussion that followed was notably nuanced. Rather than a reflexive rejection of AI in medicine, the most upvoted responses came from people who had faced ambiguous scan findings, couldn't secure a specialist appointment for more than 30 days, and found genuine value in using a model to understand what they were looking at while waiting for their physician. The access problem, commenters argued, cannot be wished away by insisting people simply wait. The week's sharpest object lesson in algorithmic opacity came from HackerRank, which open-sourced its applicant tracking system. A user immediately fed the same resume through it three times with slight variations and received scores of 90, 74, and 88, a 26-point swing on a tool marketed as objective evaluation. The open-source release made the inconsistency visible in a way years of candidate suspicion had not. The automated resume screening industry processes hundreds of millions of applications annually. The code is now public and available for further empirical scrutiny. Rounding out the AI in education thread, a professor at Brown University discovered that a substantial number of students submitted AI-generated content on a recent exam, as reported by El País. Several academics in the Hacker News comments argued that the real structural problem lies in assessment design. Exams that test memorization and regurgitation are precisely the tasks generative AI handles best, while evaluations requiring genuine synthesis and novel argumentation are substantially harder to fake. Watermarking and plagiarism detection approaches, they noted, do not transfer cleanly from the copy-paste era.